Let us pray as we prepare to hear the scripture this morning. Almighty God, giver of all the good things, giver of your word and giver of each of us to one another, let us come to this moment and hear what you have to say to us today. Amen. The past several weeks, we have had an affirmation of faith that goes along with our Praise the Lord series, and the words from this affirmation come from the Psalms, which guide us and give us peace and assurance in times that are troubling. So let us join our hearts in the affirmation of faith this morning. O come, let us praise the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise with songs of praise. Know that the Lord who made us is God. We are the Lord's. We are the people of God. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. O come, let us praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This morning, our scripture lesson comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, my brothers and sisters whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companions, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for these things that you have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks
be to God. How do you rejoice in the Lord? How do you praise God? At my home church where I grew up, it seemed like the choir always, every single Sunday, sang this one song for the choral call to worship, very traditional church, built in 1717. I'm going to sing it, but I'm a little worried that the volume is going to be too high. I just want to give you that heads up, Evan. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Sometimes I wake up singing this song. Eric, bless his heart, used to work nights, and sometimes I would wake Eric up singing this song. I would go into our bedroom and I would burst the doors open and start singing, "This is the day." Paul tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Even the first second you wake up. I think that always imperative bothered Eric when I would do that to him. But like Eric when he first wakes up, I'm sure there are certain times that you two are not thrilled with that always imperative tacked on to this command, rejoice in the Lord always. Let's be real. It can be difficult to rejoice in the Lord when a loved one dies, when you lose your job, when there's a difficult diagnosis, when you're caregiving aging parents or chronically ill children, after an accident, early in the morning, when you're tired after work. And then Paul tells the church in Philippi and all of us Christians, don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. My sister got me this pillow that says, pray more, worry less. And that pillow is referencing this scripture. It's an imperative for faith and trust in God. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time for war and a time for peace. Some verses are universal. We can clip them right out of scripture and turn them into a popular song by the Birds. Or put them on a pillow. Because sometimes we need these reminders. Some of those same reasons that prevent us from rejoicing, that could prevent us from praising the Lord, are the same worries that Paul is telling us to surrender. No matter what we're going through, we can come before God with every burden on our hearts. Nothing is too big or too small or too shameful or too wrong to bring to God. God knows that we have worries. In Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find your rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And yet, when we see Jesus in the garden on the night before he gave himself up, Jesus is worried. And he prays to God, let this cup pass from me. And he brought his burden before his Father. And then when Jesus is carrying his cross, Simon of Cyrene is recruited to help Jesus carry the cross, because even Jesus needed help. We all need help sometimes. We aren't meant to do this life on our own. God is here for us, and God gives us to each other. When someone reaches out to us when we need it most, God is showing up. I lost my mother almost 6 years ago. She passed away within a couple weeks of her cancer diagnosis. I was really close to her, and it was a really devastating time for me. I talked to her every day. I would call her every single time I got in the car, even if it was just a short trip, just to see what she was doing and tell her what I was doing. The only other person that I talked to every day was Eric. No one could replace my mother, but there are a couple people in my life who have always shown up and have shown up again and again in ways that remind me every day that I am not alone and that I am loved. And maybe you need that reminder today. So hear these words from God. You are not alone, and you are loved. When you are in a place of worry or depression, remember that you are not alone, and you are loved. This is the peace that passes all understanding. This is the peace that moves us forward, that gives us the assurance that we can do what we are called to do, even when it's hard. In Psalm 121, the psalmist declares, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." In verse 13 of this passage, Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, who gives me help, who is my aid." Glennon Doyle is an author and motivational speaker and philanthropist that I admire, and she has a podcast that's called We Can Do Hard Things. And as a pastor, I'm privileged to walk alongside you as you go deeper in your path as a disciple of Jesus Christ, as well as the joys of welcoming new babies into the world, or the journeys of difficult seasons. On those days when it feels impossible to praise the Lord, impossible to rejoice, let alone always, when hopelessness is too distracting, when life feels overwhelming, share your burden with God and with those who love and support you, so that you may encounter God's peace, taking the chaos and giving calm and quiet as you rest in the knowing that you are loved and you are not alone. Even the founder of our Methodist tradition felt hopelessness. In 1738, John Wesley was visiting his brother, Charles, and a Moravian missionary named Peter Bowler. John recently returned from a disastrous mission to the province of Georgia, now the state of Georgia in the United States, and he was suffering a crisis of faith. As far as he was concerned, he didn't possess the requisite faith for salvation. He was even considering giving up preaching. In his journal, he wrote, "Leave of preaching. How can you preach to others who have not faith yourself? I asked Bowler whether he thought I should leave it or not, and he answered, 'By no means.' I asked, 'But what can I preach?' Bowler said, 'Preach faith till you have it, and then because you have it, you will preach faith.'" Sometimes these situations leave us feeling truly hopeless. When this happens, all we can do is keep relying on the sources of our hope, keep drawing from the deep and sustaining well of our faith, keep praying, keep coming to worship, keep doing what is normal, keep doing the next right thing, keep praising the Lord. After my mom passed away, I didn't feel much like praising God for many months. At Christmas, it was hard to sing "Joy to the World." I mentioned last week that I like to sing, I like to listen and to sing gospel music, specifically gospel music from the Black church tradition. It's joyful, it's upbeat, it's happy. The gospel word means good news, and so it's uplifting. And there are times when I go through phases where I listen to it on Sunday mornings while I'm getting ready for worship to just elevate my heart and my spirit while I'm getting ready. And during that deepest season of grief for me, I kept listening to music that pointed my soul towards God, but it wasn't the joyful songs for a good long time. The song "Even If" by Mercy Me was necessary for me. It was a reminder of hope. One verse of the lyric says, "They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing. A little faith is all I have right now. But God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to sing 'It is well with my soul.' I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand, but even if you don't, my hope is you alone. Even if you don't, my hope is you alone." We keep showing up until one day things shift. I can listen to gospel music again. In fact, one night not that long ago, I was scrolling on my phone, watching endless videos, as I sometimes do while multitasking, while I'm doing dishes or making dinner or changing the laundry over. And I walked downstairs to switch the laundry, and I came across this young man who was streaming gospel music, and song after song after song was one that I liked, and I found myself just dancing in the kitchen, singing along to every song that I knew. The laundry could wait. It was an opportunity to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord always, even while you're doing laundry. When we're stuck in our worries, changing our attitudes, thinking about goodness and practicing gratitude can help us to remember how to rejoice. With all the conflict in the world today, it can be hard to see where good things are happening and not be discouraged. So let us shift our minds. How do we rejoice in the Lord? What things are true? We are not alone, and we are loved. What things are noble? There are people of faith everywhere in our lives, in our communities, in places of power, in every sector of life, from local government to grocery store managers to CEOs, philanthropists and policymakers, who are seeking to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. For every person using their faith to limit others, I believe there are more people seeking to offer God's liberation. What things are reputable? Our commitment to be disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, so that no one misses out on the grace of God, as well as our church's work through Fresh Food Wednesday. And after church today, we'll be packing up flood buckets because we want to make sure that people have what they need. And now that I've got your minds turned towards the positive, how do you praise the Lord? Where do you see God's light? Where do you see the hope? What are you thankful for? Last Sunday, I took a few youth to Virginia Wesleyan for the As One Youth Night, and each group got to take home a jar, and while we were there, the youth put little slips of paper in the jar to say what they were thankful for, what they were grateful for, and so in the back of the church by the organ side, there is a jar and some scrap sheets of paper, and you can write down what you're thankful for during the time when either you've already had communion or you're waiting to get communion, and then just roll it up, put it in the jar, and take a moment to have something to rejoice about, have something to be thankful for. Lift up a prayer if you can't find something to be thankful for. These imperatives Paul gives us are cyclical. When we think about the good and noble and true things, we wind up rejoicing and thanking God for allowing us to be a part of the good things. But since God's kingdom is not yet completed here on earth as it is in heaven, we wind up worrying again and praying again and being moved again with Christ's compassion for the world, until we shift our minds and our actions and we wind up rejoicing in God's abundance once again. Let us recognize that wherever we are in the cycle today, we are not alone and we are loved. Amen. I want to invite the band to come back up and take a moment to center ourselves and come to the Lord in prayer. In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. Holy Lord, your word tells us to focus on goodness, so we look to you. When the world's political noise is turned up high, we come not to escape, but to seek wisdom and to focus on things that are worthy. Dial down the distractions in our minds, tune our senses to your word, and our hearts to your praise.
We surrender our worries to you. God, our hearts are broken by the brokenness of this world. We long for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for all those who are hurting, who are lonely, who are grieving, who feel hopeless, who have lost everything, for those who are hungry and cold.
We have asked, you will supply. We have made our needs and desires known. You will bring goodness and mercy. Thank you for your steadfast love and faithfulness. Thank you for your saving power. Thank you for all sufficient grace. Your peace surpasses all need and understanding. Guard our hearts with your peace. Guard our minds with your peace. Guard us now and always in Christ Jesus, my Lord, the Prince of Peace.
Focus our attention and hope on your goodness, your truth, your honor, your justice. All are at work in your world. Focus our attention and hope on your goodness, your purity, your delight, your commending, your excellence, your praise. Help us see the ways these attributes are at work in ourselves and in others.
Focus our attention, our power, our resources to keep doing all you show us to be right. For you are with us, God of hope and God of peace. Help us focus on your promises that we may persevere, no matter the season or situation. Help us to pray.
In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. Amen. I want to share good news from Fresh Food Wednesday. There was a gentleman who was coming to the walk-up table for years, and always had a corny joke for Hayden. Heather shared this joke, good news with Anne. Hayden's our little guy. He's like this tall, and he's our cake runner. We call him the cake boss. And whenever someone comes through the line and they say they need a cake because they've got a celebration, he runs and he grabs a cake and he runs it over to where the cars are, and he is so quick. So this guy always had a joke for Hayden. And she happened to see him in a car last week. And he was getting food, and they were happy, able to connect. And he said that he has a car now, he has a job now, and that he says life is good. Things are turning around, and that Fresh Food Wednesday is able to help him to save a little money and to get things going in the right direction again. And so we want to share this success story as we prepare to pray together our breakthrough prayer. Praise God. God, help us to gather with you to feed the body, mind, and spirit while being Christ's hands and feet. Help us to love and serve our local community. In Jesus' name we pray.